Good morning, everybody. We're Mike and Casey, 846 at 100.7 WHUD.
Paul Reiser films his Amazon show Red Oaks in Rye, so he's familiar with Westchester and the Hudson Valley, but the election?
Put my head in the sand.
Do you?
Yes. I'm going to just wake me when it's over. No, I never actually talk about politics anyway, but it's an interesting thing I notice now. Audiences are so... We're so over it. And I just mentioned it in passing. I was just sort of doing a bit on stage, and I was just talking about, you know, we make decisions, and I was just doing a silly bit. And I sort of threw the word out. I said, you know, decisions, we have the election. And just in that 2 seconds, the whole audience went, don't. Like, we're here to laugh. Right. We're here to get away from it. I don't watch the news all the time, but I really know. I turn on the news, and I'm watching. There's no real news. You're just watching people... What do you think is going to happen? What do you think did happen? It's like, and we're just, but it is addictive. And we will have some sort of withdrawal for sure, either way.
Yeah, you know what it reminds me of? Like when the hurricane comes to town and all those people, the reporters are standing outside getting blown by the wind.
Yes.
No matter what channel you turn on, it looks the same. That's the way it is right now.
Yeah, and why can't they have the reporter standing out the window looking out?
Right.
No, go out there. You got to go outside. Yeah, but it's raining. Yeah, but go outside and show how hard it's raining.
Yes. Now, so what will we be laughing about Saturday night at Ridgefield?
Well, I'm going to be doing a lot of Abbott and Costello's routines. So that's going to be fun.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah, you know, because they're not around. They're not using them. And they worked. The hard part is going back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. No, you know what? I'm going to be talking about whatever comes to mind. I only talk about my own stuff, and I talk about my life and my wife and my kids and my marriage. But it turns out when I do that, people go, oh, man, that's my family.
Right.
So I think we talked about last time, people, for a long time, I hadn't done stand-up, so people who knew me from whatever, TV or something, go, oh, I didn't know he did stand-up, and which was, I guess, understandable. But I always tell people, you know, if you think you know me from that, from TV, you're not going to come and be shocked. It's not like, you know, on TV, I kind of went out of my way to make Mad About You as exactly close to myself as I could. So you're not going to come and see me and go, whoa, that's not the guy I thought I liked. No, this guy's different. No, it's the same guy.
Same guy, all new material with the same Paul Reiser. Caller 7, 2 tickets to see him Saturday night at Ridgefield Playhouse.
It's an 8 o'clock show with an opening act. And then after Paul does his stand-up, he's going to do a Q&A with the audience. I just read it, ridgefieldplayhouse.org. So that's pretty cool. So would you like to go see Mr. Reiser at Ridgefield Playhouse? Great venue, very intimate. 500 seats, you're going to be sitting right on stage with him almost. Almost. 1-877-274-9483. Paul Reiser tickets for Saturday night. Who wants to go? Call number 7, it's you next.